4 minutes past eight. Salut Jean-Jacques Corniche, et bienvenue à notre report africaine. Ça va?
Merci bien, Réphil, ça va très très bien, merci, comme d'habitude. Hein?
Well, comme d'habitude, parfait. Let's kick off in Mogadishu. A curfew has been imposed there before Sunday's election. 34 candidates. Is this a presidential or parliamentary? Presidential election.
Presidential, yes, with Abdoulaye Mohamed, who Farmajo, as they call him, running again. He extended his term, remember, last year to 4 years. And so, there was some controversy about that, but I mean, there's some controversy about everything happening in Somalia. He's going to be standing. The only woman candidate among the 39 runners is Fawzia Yusuf Adam, the former foreign minister. But the favorites are, of course, Farmajo, Hassan Sheikh Mohammed, and Sharif Sheikh Hamed, who were both predecessors. So they've held the title before. But the vote has been delayed a number of times, and there was a bomb explosion, a car bomb, at the place of voting, which is just outside Mogadishu itself. And there they had, in fact, at the airport, and four people, including two soldiers, died in that blast. So, obviously security at an all-time high, and with the curfew, I don't know how that's going to actually affect the voting. But you have to be a very brave person, in my view, to stand for election in Somalia.
You certainly do. I thought it was more for safety. But you're absolutely right. And then, speaking of safety, a really sad story. 11 passengers have perished in a Cameroon air crash.
A light plane crashed in a forest near Yaoundé. They were looking for survivors, found none. This was a private charter to an oil company that runs a pipeline between Cameroon and Chad. Now, the cause of this is not clear. And, Cameroon doesn't have a bad air safety record. In 2007, a Kenya Airways flight came down in after takeoff at Douala Airport, and all 114 aboard were killed in that. It was determined that it was a pilot error. So, rough stuff, but we really don't know what it is.
Painful stuff. Too many of those happening of late. And then finally, this is exciting. Google Translator has added 24 new languages, and 13 of them are African.
13, yes, indeed. 300 million people speak these languages. 13 of them are South African. Two of them are from in South Africa. Sepedi and Tsonga are now on Google Translate. And there's Ghana, Togo, Sepedi and Tsonga. So interesting. There are 133 languages now on Google Translate. There's some word from Nigeria, for example, say, hey, get your act together, man. The Yoruba and Igbo translations on Google are not great. So maybe you should be looking to better what you have rather than increase. But that's it, none of them nearly among the five most spoken languages on the planet. I don't know, I've told you that one. My shorthand for that is Meshup, Mandarin, English, Spanish, Hindi, Arabic, Portuguese. Those are the top spoken languages in the world. And of course, all of them would be on Google.
Right.
But there's languages from Zimbabwe, Uganda, Namibia, Rwanda, Kenya, Ethiopia, South Sudan, Eritrea, Mali, Sierra Leone, Togo, and Ghana. As I said, I did mention the South Africans.
I think isiZulu and isiXhosa have been there for a while.
Yes, but indeed.
The next thing that Google needs to figure out is translating multiple languages in a single sentence. So I tend to speak, and many South Africans tend to speak in, like, there'll be three different languages in the completion of a sentence. And we know this because we, as South Africans, I'm sure you know of Black Twitter in general, but African, yes, Black Twitter is always dragging South Africans or upset with South Africans because they say, they start reading a tweet and it looks very interesting and it's in English, and then the last third of the sentence just switches to the vernacular. And they're like, I want to get the punchline too. And it's like, no, it's not for you. Sorry. God help you. It's for us. We get it.
Here's the favorite Mlungu saying, Muni yo language is off mix me.
That's exactly so. Oh, well, à la prochaine on that note. And looking and forward to our bon weekend pour toi.
Yeah.
In for the outlook. Thank you so much, Jean-Jacques. Great stories today. Always a pleasure. Our Africa Report specialist and Africa Insight specialist, hoping that there'll be safety during that election in Somalia on Sunday.